Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day is a wonderful exposition of Jesus, revealing his love for us. He says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." Jesus speaks three dimensions of love in this gospel passage. The first one, a love that is obedient. He says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." Jesus remained in the love of the Father by doing his commandments. The one who loves also obeys. The one who loves also follows the commands. Do we have a love that is obedient, happy to undertake the various duties and responsibilities entrusted to us and fulfilling them to the best of our capacities? Second, a love that is sacrificial. Jesus says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus showed the depth of his love by undertaking the highest sacrifice of his own life. The one who loves also offers and forgoes some luxuries and securities. The one who loves also gives up many of the comforts and personal desires. Do we have a love that is sacrificial, willing to lay down one's bias and prejudices, dying to one's evil inclinations, putting to sword one's bad habits that takes away from God, and making adjustments of one's self-desires to make way for God's plan in our lives? Third one, a love that is fruitful. Jesus says, "I chose and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain." Jesus showed the quality of his love by displaying the fruits of compassion, tender mercy, and accommodating heart, gentleness, and generosity. The one who loves also bears fruits of patience, kindness, self-control, and faithfulness. The one who loves also lives a life that radiates fruits of joy, generosity, peace, and so on. Do we have a love that is fruitful, bearing fruits that witnesses God's love by promoting unity and harmony and attracting many to the tender mercy of the Lord by a life of passion and zeal? Once, a young man wrote to his girlfriend, "Sweetheart, if this world was as hot as a Sahara desert, I would crawl on my knees through the burning sand to come to you. The world would be like the Atlantic Ocean. I would swim through the shark-infested waters to come to you. I would fight the powerful dragon to be by your side. By the way, I will see you on next Thursday if it does not rain." Dear friends, all our love and goodness are conditional. The Lord has loved us tremendously with a love that is obedient, sacrificial, fruitful, and unconditional. Each of us is to possess the same treasure of love. Love binds every brokenness. Love joins every divided relation and situation. Love unites every ruptured circumstances. May the Lord enable us to be filled from His fountain of love and share His joy and peace to a world that is broken and seeks for consolation, comfort, and calm.
Dear boys and girls, you're all looking very happy, dressed up nicely, with the shining clothes and crowns. Your parents, grandparents, teachers are all proud of you. And to keep this sweet memory forever by taking pictures. They also want to keep this memorable day by giving you wonderful gifts like Bibles, rosaries, other prayer books. My question is, why are we having this big celebration? Why are you all dressed up nicely? What is the reason? Because you are going to receive the body and blood of Christ for the first time. The biggest celebrity, Jesus Christ, is coming to you in the body and blood of Christ in the form of wine and bread. Is coming to stay with you, to protect you, to guide you and lead you every time all throughout your day. Do you know why are we receiving the body and blood of Christ? You know, we need food and drink for our physical body to sustain our life. Same way, we also need Jesus, the body and blood of Jesus, for our spiritual body, for our spiritual life. That is why Jesus said that we will be spiritually dead if you don't eat His body and drink His blood. And we have this opportunity every time when we partake in the Eucharistic celebration and thus become His followers and witnesses of the risen Christ, especially in this Easter season. You know, in our Catholic faith journey, saints are ready to be our guides, our inspiration, and they are living practical proof that Christ's philosophy works even today in this modern materialistic world. Do you know some of the saints' names? Saint Sebastian, Saint Lucy. I can give you a few names, very famous saints. Saint Francis Assisi. He has influenced almost 1 million Franciscan friars all around the world. Mother Teresa, Missionaries of Charity, the congregation she started with just 7 cents in her hands. Now the congregation has got almost 4,500 missionaries of charity working around 133 countries. The small village of Arts, where Saint John Mary Vianney was, when he was there, a lot of people were visiting him. As a result, another train line was to be added. That was the impact that he made in the society, in the lives of people. You know, the Pope John Paul II, Saint John Paul II, one of the most influential figure in the 20th century. These are all our inspirations. Today, the world needs you. The church needs you. Mother Teresa had a role to play in God's plan, and she played it. Saint Francis Assisi had a mission to fulfill God's plan, and he fulfilled in the most wonderful way. Today, it falls on you to find your role, to find your place, to become another Francis, to become another Teresa. Matthew Kelly, the famous Catholic writer, he says, "You become the stories that you listen to. You become the stories that you read." What are the stories that you are going to read? I will give you a clue to read the story today or tomorrow. Today, all celebrations. Who is the patron saint of first communicants? Who? Do you know? Blessed, you want to say? Blessed Imelda Lambertine. So today you need to go, or tomorrow, read the life story, life history of Blessed Imelda Lambertine. It's a wonderful story. She was not of age to receive First Communion, but she longed to receive Jesus. So Jesus appeared and she received First Communion, the body and blood of Christ, even before completing her required age. So, first you read the story of Blessed Imelda Lambertine, following day, Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, St. John Mary Vianney, Pope John Paul II, and the rest of the saints, okay? So that you become another saint, because the world needs you, the church needs you, okay?